the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. How's your summer going, everybody? Well, I think it's just flying by and going great. Wow, what's been going on? Tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know everything that you all are doing and how your summer is going. Hey, I've got to give you a PSA right off the bat. Don't drink and drive this summer, please. I need you all here for next season. Speaking of, we're working for a great new season coming up. September, you know, is going to be a new season here for Max and Friends. We kind of play it like we do on TV. It's like, you know, we take the summer off and then we come back at you with a new season. So speaking of taking off and going places, hey, check out Delta.com because flights are on sale now. And I want to talk to you about destinations because that's where we're going tonight. But we're actually going to the nitty-gritty of it before we go to the glamorous side of it. The nitty-gritty is how dirty are your hotel rooms? Do you know what you guys are sleeping in or on or around? Or what's sleeping with you? Now, and I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about animals. But besides bed bugs and all that stuff, do you know how to get a better room? Do you know how to tip concierge? Do you know how the etiquette of a hotel? Do you know what it's all about? Like, you know, we go in and people get all, I am so-and-so, and I deserve this. And at the end of the day, you get, like, the end of the hallway, furthest from the elevator room. Sounds like someone's been there before. But no, all joking aside, there's a great book called Heads in Beds. The paperback is coming out today. We've got author Jacob Tomsky's joining us, and I can't wait to talk to him because he's going to give us the rundown on hotels and how filthy they are and how to treat the concierge and how to treat valet and how to treat housekeeping and how to get the better room. Since summer's here, do you all want to get the better room? Well, speaking of summer, Nantucket is the destination to be. So I want you to check out the Vanessa Noel Hotel there because it's charming, beautiful, fantastic. It's got a great vibe to it. It's got a new cafe and it's owned by one of my dear friends, Vanessa Noel. She's going to be here tonight. Of course, she's a shoe designer extraordinaire, but she's also a hotelier. Now she's going to give us some wonderful, wonderful ideas and concepts of how to make a fantastic hotel and also tips on how to get a reservation at hers. So if you all want to go to Nantucket, I suggest you go there ASAP. It is quite the quintessential New England holiday, and you will love being in Nantucket at the Vanessa Noel Hotel, where I can guarantee you firsthand that there is nothing but amazing clean. I love that hotel. I love going there because I feel like I'm at home. You know, it's got good sheets and you can roll around and, you know, it's not freaky like some hotels that I was at recently. Speaking of, I had posted a picture on Twitter and I got a lot of response from it. And it was a dirty sheet in a hotel that I stayed at in Washington, D.C. And that's how this show came about because I went to Washington to D.C. for 4th of July. You all know that. Stayed in a hotel. We'll see if we have to say the name, but for legality purposes, we'll just say it was a hotel in D.C. And I don't know. I kind of freaked out because the picture that you all saw, I want you to tweet me what do you think it is at Max Tucci because I posted it up there and I got some responses already. And you guys are not even close. It looks disgusting and it freaked me out. And I was like, oh, we've got to talk to someone who knows about hotels and the skinny and the low down gritty of how they really are. So we've got Jacob Tomsky joining us. Book is Heads in Beds. It comes out in a soft hello. It's like the perfect book right now because it's paperback. So you guys want to get it and travel with it. And he's going to be with us shortly. But you know what? It's the first Sunday of August. Can you believe that? So you know what that means? We've got Dr. Maya Love with the Vedic Astrological Forecast. Don't you guys love that? Let me know how you feel about the Vedic Astrological Forecast at Max Tucci on Twitter because I want to talk to you. This show is going to be interactive. Hey, guys, I'm going to be doing TV, and I'm going to let you know more about that when we get back to the show. But right now, Dr. Maya Love with your astrological forecast, all your signs for the month of August. And when we're back, Jacob Tomsky will be joining us, and we've got music from Eric Jaffe. Stay tuned, and here's your astrological forecast from Dr. Maya Love on Max and Friends.
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for August 2013. Vedic astrology is an amazing healing art that can help you to create a magical life. If you have any questions or if you'd like a reading, please feel free to reach me at vedicastrolounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of August 2013 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Cancer but moves into Leo on August 16th. Mercury is transiting Cancer and moves into Leo on August 20th. Venus is currently transiting Leo and moves into Virgo on August 11th. Mars is currently transiting Gemini and moves into Cancer on August 19th. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra. And the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. There are two different planetary energies that I'm going to be focusing on for this month. The first one is the energy of Saturn, which has just started its forward motion in Libra. And the second one is the movement of the north node of the moon towards Saturn, which will lead to conjunction of Saturn with the north node of the moon in the sign of Libra. This conjunction between these two energies will begin towards the end of August and will continue until the end of September. The effects of this conjunction will become more significant as these two energies get very close during the middle of September, and it will have a significant impact at an individual level as well as on a global level. But for this month, I will just focus on the movement of the north node of the moon in the sign of Libra. Here is the astrological forecast for the month of August 2013 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. The north node of the moon is in your seventh house. You'll begin to focus more on finding balance and maintaining diplomacy in your relationships with others, especially with intimate partners. Taurus, this is your month. The north node of the moon is in your sixth house. It's a great time to start listening to your own body and also to explore alternative modes of healing to bring your body to balance. Gemini, the north node of the moon is in your fifth house. It's very important to keep your focus on creativity. Slow and steady exploration of your creativity will definitely yield greater results. Cancer, the north node of the moon is in your fourth house. It's a great time to take an active part in the healing of any family-related issues and embrace true happiness. Leo, the north node of the moon is in your third house. Time to focus on communicating more effectively with others at work as well as at home to bring harmony and balance into your life. Virgo, the north node of the moon is in your second house. It is an important time to focus on financial matters and take responsibility for your own life. Libra, the north node of the moon is in your first house. Though it may appear as a tough time, it is important to remind yourself that it is only a passing phase and it's all happening so that you can be healed. Scorpio, the north node of the moon is in your 12th house. It is important to bring out the hidden unresolved aspects of yourself and resolve them during this time. Sagittarius, the north node of the moon is in your 11th house. You'll experience harmony in many areas of your life and you'll get plenty of help from friends and family. Capricorn, the north node of the moon is in your 10th house. You may find some career upliftment during this time. Keep your interactions very honest at workplace. Aquarius, the north node of the moon is in your 9th house. This may give you a philosophical outlook towards life and also help improve your relationship with your dad. Pisces, the north node of the moon is in your 8th house. This may be the time to bring up any intimacy-related issues with your partner because it is important to focus on healing than to take it personally. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that life is full of synchronicities. All we need to do is intend and tell the universe what we would like to see in our lives, and the universe will definitely bring us exactly what we need to experience that which we desire to experience. Have a great summer, everyone. Thank you and blessings.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dr. Maya Love, and that was your astrological forecast for the month of August. Don't you love how we do it all here on Max and Friends? Well, guys, how is your summer going? Tweet me at Max Tucci, because that's what we're going to be talking about on tonight's show. We're talking about hotel rooms and how dirty are they? Do you guys want to know? Well, if you go to Twitter, you're going to see a picture that I posted about an incident that I had at a hotel in Washington, D.C., and I was so freaked out that I was like, I am sure that there is someone out there that knows what's really going on behind those doors of hotels and those beds and those coverlets and the whole nastiness of hotels. And how come the bathroom is clean, but you always find that stray hair? You know what I mean? It's like, it makes me kind of weird. And you get pissed because some hotels are super expensive. And you're like, why am I spending a fortune to stay at this hotel to have it filthy? So that's just one of the topics we're going to cover tonight, because it's summer and we guys should be going away. So go to Delta.com because flights are on sale now. And if you're going away and you want to know how to get the right room, and if you want to know how to treat people at the hotel that you don't have to kiss their ass, you know, just be cool. Well, we're going to teach you tonight here on Max and Friends, because we've got author Jacob Tomsky. He's going to be with us in just a moment. We're tweeting right now, and I want you guys to check out his book. It's called Heads in Beds. It's paperback right now, so it's like perfect book to travel with, especially if you're going away and you want to know more about hotels, because you're going to find out what to do. But since you're joining us here tonight, I hope you all have the free app, which is the LA Talk Radio app, because you know what I always say, once you got that app, you could take me to bed with you. And I hope it's in a hotel and a clean one, because all you got to do is click right on your phone, click on Channel 1, and you can listen live to the show every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. On that note, I'm going to tweet real quick right now, and I want you to tweet me back at Max Tucci your horrific hotel stays and also your great ones and what hotels you recommend at Max Tucci, hashtag heads in beds, because that's the topic of tonight's show. And we are going to tell you something else real quick. I just don't remember what it is because there's so much going on, but isn't that just the way life is, people? Don't you feel like all of a sudden we just need to pause? Oh, you know what I wanted to mention? It's great that we have Vanessa Noel coming on tonight, because not only does she own hotels, but she's also one of the most incredible shoe designers, I think, in the world. She's famous for many things, and one that always sticks out in my mind is the boots that she did for Kim Cattrall on Sex and the City. You know, those crocodile stretch ones, they were like $30,000. But Vanessa also does wedding shoes. And for all of you who are getting married, that's who you want to go to, is Vanessa Noel. And she's going to tell us about her hotels in Nantucket and maybe some other fun stuff. But we've got Jacob Tomsky. He's a dedicated veteran of the hospitality business. His writing has appeared in the New York Times, the Daily Beast, the Wall Street Journal, Oprah's magazine. Oh, how you doing, Oprah? Hey, have you guys seen Yanla Fix My Life? Tweet me. Let me know what you think. Anyhow, Jacob Tomsky, he's just been all over the place with his book, too, and hotels. He knows about them. He's born in Oakland, California, to a military family, and now he lives in Brooklyn, New York. And his book is really good, because it's called Heads in Beds, and it's going to tell us about the hotel industry. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends, Jacob.
Thank you so much for having me here, Max.
Well, we're super glad you're here. And everyone, you could tweet Jacob at Jacob Tomsky, T-O-M-S-K-Y, right on Twitter there. So if you have questions for him, you could go direct to him. We'll just introduce you to him. But so first of all, before we tell everyone about your book, tell us about your expertise in the industry of not only hospitality, but in this hotel industry world.
Well, it was kind of an accident. I graduated with a degree in philosophy, so I couldn't really get a job. So I ended up parking cars at a hotel, and that started 10 years in the business. I parked cars. I worked at the front desk. I was housekeeping manager, a manager on duty, where, you know, did shifts in laundry and everything. So I saw the entire world up and down for way, way too long.
Now, Heads in Beds is a funny, authentic, and absolutely amazing chronicle of the highs and lows of the hotel life. So before we get into your fabulous book, Heads in Beds, everybody has reviewed this book and fell in love with it. How did you feel when you first read that, like, New York Times was talking about your book? How did you feel?
That was an unbelievable moment in my life. I remember that actually. I first saw it on Twitter, and I could tell just from the little snippet that it was going to be positive. And I turned my phone off and just celebrated. And then I wanted to read it in the paper, and that's what I did. I got up in the morning, got a cup of coffee, and read it. And it was unbelievable. I mean, I've been writing my whole life, before this. So, and I just now applied it to the hotel business. But to get those kind of accolades and to have that respect, it's mind-blowing. It still blows my mind.
And now your book is out in paperback, which is perfect timing for summer traveling. So let's get into your book, because it's basically a journey that's going to give us best ways how to score late checkouts and upgrades and get free stuff. And how do you know how to get to all of this? Tell us.
Because I've been on the other side of the front desk. And I think, you know, when I wrote Heads in Beds, what they tasked me with was sort of, you know, write about the entire business from the penthouse to the basement, all the dirty stuff, and also tips and tricks and what it's like, what it looks like to work in a hotel, just to give somebody like a complete 360 perspective of everything that goes on, because it's very easy to get upgraded. You can improve your stay with just a few simple tricks. And that's the point of the book, is to make everybody a better educated traveler.
Now, of course, we want everyone to get the book, so we're not going to give all the tips out now. But can you give us a good one how to get upgraded?
Well, yeah, I get asked that a lot. Actually, screaming actually might work, but everyone will hate you. But the best thing you can possibly do is actually a little gratuity to the front desk agent. A lot of people don't think that, and that's because the front desk agent isn't a tips position. But in a way, your money goes a little farther there, and people sometimes treat the check-in process as if it's just a formality. But we're actually, all that typing we're doing, we're selecting your room, and a little gratuity will get us to sort of look up at you and give you just a little extra attention. And there's so many things beyond, you know, sometimes it's just a different room in the category that you've already booked, because the rooms are not the same at all. That's one of the biggest lies in the hotel business. There's always a nicer room in your category, and little gratuity can help you get it, if not an upgrade, if not amenities and late checkouts and anything you could possibly want.
Now, when you say little gratuity, is it $10, $20, $100? It depends on the room you want, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's not science, so you never really know what you're going to come out with on the other end. But honestly, even, you know, I've been tipped $5 just for, you know, here, this is for you. Thanks so much. Looks like you have a horrible job here. That's made me, that's endeared me to the guest. 20 is a very nice, start. Anybody in the history of my life in the hotel business who gave me $20 got taken care of very well.
Now, speaking of this wacky world of the hotel industry, I mean, millions of people every year stay in hotels. And so it's like, you know, I got to tell you the experience why when we started doing research on who we were going to have on the show tonight, I stayed at a hotel. I'm going to tell you this, it's kind of like gross, but I stayed in this hotel and people are tweeting me with the picture and telling me what they think it is, because I put it out there like right away. And I went to this hotel in D.C. First of all, the lady who picked up the phone gave us like the wrong way how to get to the hotel. And instead of taking only one train, it was like take two. And the whole thing was like took another hour, which should only be taken 5 minutes. So as you can imagine, I was pissed off to begin with. But like I play cool because, you know, I respect everyone and it's fine. And she made a mistake. And it's not the lady at check-in's fault. She's another woman. So I explained to her the situation. She was very lovely and, you know, sent us to a room. But I feel like she screwed us over because it was like the room at the end of the hallway. It took like 20 minutes to get there. And I was like, I thought I was nice to her, but apparently I wasn't. So I made that other phone call from the room. I was like, listen, I appreciate the room. I thank you for your help, but it's just not going to do us too far from the elevator. And so she put us in another room. I know I sound like I'm a bitch traveler, but I'm really not. And we were there and it was fantastic. Second night, I pulled back the sheet. I kid you not, there was like this stain on the sheet. And apparently the sheets had been cleaned, right? So right away I was like, oh, this lady called housekeeping and now they got the juju bee on me and they are trying to get me. So I had to go to an event. So I left and I was like, I'll take care of it when I get back. So I called the hotel manager. I was like, you got to come up to the room because I want you to see for yourself what's on the bed, right? So he came up. He was mortified. And for everyone who's been tweeting me, y'all thought it was a feces stain. But apparently it was from the iron burning the sheets. Is that possible? Is that possible, Jacob?
was it geometrical at all? Because I would think
it was
be
just
some sort
a
of
stripe. It looked like someone's ass was on the sheet right by the face. And I was like, someone is trying to get me at this hotel.
Well, there is a somewhat of a culture of revenge in the hotel business. Unfortunately, it's a very difficult job. And we also, you know, at that point, we almost have every aspect of your life in our hands, what time you wake up, and things like that, and the freshness of your sheets. Now, that would take a, first of all, clean sheets are like the bottom line of the hotel business. No one wants to have a hotel without clean sheets. But honestly, and that would be very hard. Even I had a lot of hookups in housekeeping, and it would have been very difficult for me to particularly put a bad sheet on someone's bed, because of course the housekeeper, I guarantee you, she's going to be held responsible for that in some way. And they do clean the sheets. So you know, it sounds to me like, you know, and the guy was mortified, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't know what was done after that, but one thing about the hotel business, there's so many moving parts. And the problem with the hotel business is that it's all run by people. And anytime you have a business run by people, there's going to be problems. And it's so hard to get a perfect stay. Like you said, immediately off the bat, your stay went wrong. And it kind of seems to be like that in the hotel business. Like once one thing falls to the wayside, then the whole thing gets destroyed. And it's a very
like
difficult
domino.
Business to get right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like
and then you're just
effect.
Like unhappy. And that's our job, as you know, as a hotelier. You want to. How did that manager deal with that situation? How did they make you? You're not going to want to stay there ever again, possibly. So how do we fix that? But things in hotels, they go horribly, horribly wrong. And I've seen plenty of disgusting sheets.
Well, now here's the thing. You know, my family was in the restaurant industry forever and a moon. So I get the hospitality industry. I get. You know, I always take care of the housekeeping staff. Like I'm the one that will leave $10 on the bed for them to clean my room for the last however many days that I was there, you know, because it's nice. And they do take care of your room and you get extra shampoos and all the extra little chocolates and whatnot. But like, you know, I'm part of all these different memberships. And I want to ask you, is it worth being a part of those hotel memberships and points?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of benefits that come with being a part of any sort of larger membership program. But you should read the rules because they were going to try to give you exactly what they say they will give you. But then when it comes down to the actual employee that you're dealing with, the truth there is that they don't really care. I mean, you know, of course the hotel is going to try to, you know, put you in the best room and take care of you because of your loyalty. But when it comes to a personal basis, did it matter to me as a person just trying to make my rent in a service job? That you were a loyal customer to a hotel chain, not that much. Did it matter that you were kind to me? Quite a bit. So obviously you want the employees to get behind the program, and we try, but individual interactions, that's not really going to impress me much. But as far as like the perks that come along with it, and whatever the brochure says you're going to get, and if you're getting points that you can redeem, or that, you know, they will take special care of your reservation. But then once you get to the front desk, anything can happen.
Absolutely. Well, the outcome of, because someone just sent me a tweet and they want to know what happened, the outcome of the story that was the iron burn, quote unquote, and not someone's ass on my bed, was that I got the night comped, one night comped, and 2,000 points to my loyalty program. So did I score? I wasn't looking to score. I was just looking for, you know, an honest response. And honestly, I got back. I was so disturbed at these sheets, and you don't know what it is. So anyhow,
And you know what? Honestly, if it was a large hotel, I guarantee you they're not personally ironing every sheet in there.
Of course.
It's not really done.
You know, so that was my experience, and that's why you're here tonight, because we want to know all the little tricks, the secrets, the nitty and the gritty of the hotel industry, and we've got Jacob Tomsky joining us. His book, Heads in Beds, is going to give you a funny and really in-depth view at the hotel industry, because everyone, we do travel. Summer's here, and we're traveling more and more, and now you've seen it all, so I want to know, you've got this funny, I've got this great little write-up here about you, and you have... We're talking about housekeeping, so let's stay there. Because you've got housekeeping's dirty little secrets. So what are some of the dirty little secrets in the housekeeping industry there at the hotels?
Well, I guess top two, you'd be amazed how much employee-on-employee sex is happening in hotel rooms. I'll say that right up front. Hopefully not on your clean bed before you get in there, but there is a lot of action in vacant, dirty hotel rooms. And secondly, one thing I noticed when I was a housekeeping manager is that the minibar glasses in the room are actually, they're cleaned by the housekeepers. And if you look on their cart, you're not going to find any dish soap. So they clean it with what they have. And what they have is either shampoo, they will just put the sink on, put to hot water, soak them in there with some shampoo, or possibly use furniture polish. And the reason he would do that is because they're responsible for having a spot-free glass. And you'd be amazed. Furniture polish works very well, getting glass to look spot-free. It might have a little lemony taste, but that's actually something that, in a pinch, a housekeeper may use.
Oh, my God. I never even thought of that. I'm almost disgusted right now. But let's move on to the bellhop, because they got, you know, they got your Louis, people. What happens with the bellhop, and how do we treat them right so they don't, like, you know, go and bash our bags, like you say here, against the wall repeatedly? And have you seen that happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main points of roadhead the bed is just to help. There's little things that you can do that will endear you to the staff, and then also there is a lot. We have a lot of control over your items in your life at that point, so it is good. And you know, one thing that you're going to do, you don't have to take a bellman. That service is a dying art. You know, especially everybody's got wheeled luggage now. They invented that in 1970. That changed the game. And now with getting charged for the second bag, everybody's traveling lighter. So they really are there to provide a service. And if you don't want to take the service, that's absolutely fine. But just acknowledging their existence and saying, you know, that's fine. I think I can take care of it, but I really appreciate it. Some people won't even look at the bellman,
yeah,
and they'll tell me, I don't need any help. And I'm like, well, tell the bellman. He's a gentleman trying to talk to you about it. So, you know, just not making them feel that they're it's not rude. They're really trying to help you. And then another reason to take the service, and this is something I always point out, is in almost all situations, bellmen and doormen are born and raised in the city in which you're traveling to. And if you're there to soak in the culture, most tourists float on the complete top of the city and never get any kind of real feeling. And if you're actually there to experience whatever the culture may be, Chicago, L.A., if you talk to the bellman and doorman, I guarantee you they'll have the accent, they'll have the attitude, they'll have the inside information, and they're wonderful family people, and they're just trying to make a living with dying art there.
And they know the city, and they can give you great tips. You know, when I was in Washington at that hotel, there was one guy from there, and he sent us somewhere, because I'm the type, like, when I go away, like, to Jamaica, I like to go where the truck stop is, where you get the best oxtail, and only one person knows where that is. So, but now tell us, because we're traveling more and more, you know, prices on the airlines are getting better. Go to Delta.com, because flights are on sale. But the tickets are cheap on airfare. Hotels are giving you great deals. And now you got a little extra cash in your pocket. Who are the top three people that we really need to tip?
I would say the nicest thing, as you mentioned before, is housekeeping. That is the hardest job that I've personally ever worked, and I would put it up against any other job. It is so hard. And especially, you know, like there's so many factors to getting a room perfectly clean, and it's back-breaking work. So tipping housekeeping is a wonderful thing. Another thing I would mention, and you said you put it on the bed, it's very unclear who's getting that money, not to mention many people go into a room. So, you know, the best thing you can do, what I do when I check into a hotel, is I put 20 in an envelope, or depending on how long I'm staying there, and I put it in an envelope and I write to housekeeping, I'm going to be there for 3 days. Thank you so much for your work. So definitely number one, I would say housekeeping. Anybody who's obviously in a service position, bellman, doorman, anybody in a restaurant, room service, obviously they're depending on their tips to make a living. And then the third would be, I would think, the front desk agent, because that's the point where you're going to actually get something additional, that will benefit you. The other people are just, you know, they deserve your tips.
And who don't we have to tip?
You don't have to tip the front desk agent. You don't have to tip the bellman. You will just find a way to extract it in a karma-based way. But you certainly don't have to tip the front desk agent. You can just be kind and polite. The doorman, you definitely want to tip the valet. You know, that's they're taking care of your vehicle there. So really, honestly, besides housekeeping, that's just an act of kindness, and they deserve it. But you know, the front desk is honestly the only position in the building that's not really a tips position. So, you know, we're paid enough to make our rent, but, you know, it might benefit you, but you really don't have to.
You see, everyone, we're speaking about tips and tips tonight here on Max and Friends Hotel Tips. Speaking of tips, everyone, I'm going to give you a tip, because we're going to play you a song. And then when we're back, we're going to have Jacob staying with us, and we're going to have Vanessa Noel with us. So, Ronan, let's get that one-way ticket by Eric Jaffe on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Everyone stay tuned. Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. We are talking about hotels, and that was One Way Ticket by Eric Jaffe. Where would you guys go if you had a one-way ticket? Well, I would go to Nantucket, and I would stay in the Vanessa Noel Hotel. So check out VanessaNoelHotel.com and VanessaNoelHotelGreen.com if you want to be eco-friendly. Joining me now is Vanessa Noel, my dear friend. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max.
I'm so glad you're here, Vanessa.
Me too.
Now, we've got Jacob with us too. And the fun thing about Vanessa, because Jacob was like, I Googled her and I saw all these shoes. And I'm like, not only is Vanessa shoes, but she's also hotels. So tell us about your wonderful hotel, because I've stayed there, and your new cafe in Nantucket.
Oh, I'm so excited. Actually, I'm flying to Nantucket tomorrow. And the new cafe opened 1 week ago. And it's really exciting. We have the most fabulous Rastafarian Jamaican chef in there cooking Jamaican and Italian cuisine, fresh pasta he makes. I hear it's absolutely delicious. Everyone's raving. So I'm going up to try it all again and hang out in Nantucket and see everybody. And weather's beautiful and the hotel looks great. And it's a, you know, big top of the season.
It's in full bloom, right? It looks divine.
Full bloom.
Now, Vanessa, why did you get involved in the hotel business?
You know, Max, it's like designing shoes. Shoes is the most sort of hospitality type detail oriented of all the fashion industry. And, you know, people who walk in my shoes and people sleep in my beds, it just seemed like a shoe-in.
No pun intended.
Sorry.
But, you know, speaking about sheets and people sleeping in your bed, I've got a great tweet right now from Megan Ellen. She's saying, when I travel, I bring my own sheets, my own pillowcases and blankets. Jacob, is that even necessary?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, that's what we do. You know, that I used to say that was, as a front desk agent, that was one of my pet peeves, people who brought their own pillows. I'm like, come on. We got pillows. You know, why are you bringing your own pillows?
It's true, you know, especially when there's like the heavenly beds where you could buy the whole collection. But staying at the Vanessa Noel Hotel, I've stayed there. V, I got to tell you, you've got the best sheets in the world. The pillows, if you weren't my friend, I probably would have taken them because they are so amazing.
If you brought your own pillows and sheets to my hotel, you'd end up leaving them in your suitcase. You know, if she's doing that, she needs to go to different hotels.
Exactly. But, you know, so tell us about your hotel, because, you know, I always say that wherever you're going to stay has to be better than your home. And, like, it's difficult, especially when you have a great home. So, Vanessa, you've, like, incorporated this majestic little heaven in Nantucket. And rumor is that you might be doing it elsewhere. What's going on with that?
We are. You know, 12 years ago, I opened up the first little boutique hotel in Nantucket. And Nantucket is this dreamy little island. And it's really phenomenal. And all my friends were asking when they come, where do they stay? And there was really no place I could direct them to. So we purchased a building and created the first boutique hotel and made it luxury but no pretension. And when you're in there, the bed is the most important part. Bathrooms, amenities. It's just the whole vibe and the feeling you get when you're there. And it's got to be super clean. And that room has to feel like yours. About four years later, we opened up the second hotel right next door, which was Vanessa Noel Hotel Green, completely eco-friendly. And now we might be rolling out the carpet towards the city and other cities and other countries with Vanessa Noel Hotels
doing?
And Greens.
You see? Jacob, have you heard of a green hotel?
No, but I think I got the idea right away there.
You have
sounds
to go.
Like a great idea.
You have to go check it out. Actually, you know what, Vanessa? Jacob's got that great New York Times best-selling book, Heads in Beds. It's on paper. It's in paperback right now, so y'all got to go get it.
I've heard about this book.
You see, maybe y'all should do a little book signing up in Nantucket, because he could expose why everyone needs to stay in your hotel and not others.
That sounds so fun,
true.
Jacob. It sounds so fun. I've actually heard about your book, and it came up at a board meeting at Round Hill Resorts.
I love
now,
that.
The reason why.
I think what happened first was the Travelers got it, and it did really well in ebook. So I think obviously Travelers picked it up, and now it's sort of getting into the hospitality business is sort of beginning to read it, which I love, and I hope they like it.
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, tell us why it's at Round Hill in Jamaica.
Well, Round Hill Resorts in Jamaica is one of the most amazing, exquisite resorts in the Caribbean. It's a hotel and villas. The expertise of the staff and the ease it makes you feel, it's the most wonderful place in this world. I go down there constantly. I happen to be the vice chairman of the resort. So we're really into hospitality and running the whole complex there. I advise everybody to go there come middle of winter.
You know,
after
I was
your Nantucket summer stay, jump on
that's
over
right.
to Jamaica.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I was there for New Year's. We had the best time, and I came back and raved, of course, and now I have friends of mine. They're going to call you. I said, you got to email my friend Vanessa because her daughter is getting married, and she wants to send her kids there on their honeymoon, because what people might not know is that the amazing Round Hill Resort in Jamaica is where the Kennedys had their honeymoon. Little bit of information
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jacob, do you give Vanessa any advice on the inside track on how her next hotel should be?
I think Vanessa has a very clear vision. I can tell already she knows exactly what she's doing. And, you know, I think one of the heads and beds, I do talk a little bit about the difficult side of hotels and how difficult it can be to be an employee at a hotel. So I hope that's one of the things that people, you know, owners and operators, it can give you a good idea or refresher course, because a lot of people that own hotels that started working in hotels, a good refresher course on what it's like to be an employee, and that can always be helpful from a management perspective. But it sounds like she's got it pretty well figured out.
You got that, Jacob. And, you know, it's interesting because all the strategic details that goes into shoe manufacturing, you know, there's mm-hmm. over 250, you know, things that have to go into manufacturing a shoe, and that's just a basic pump. So all those details that I applied to the hospitality, you know, every T is crossed, every I is dotted, and it's constantly being reviewed and looked at, constantly being updated, and what we can do to make it even better, even more comfortable, even more forward. We started concierge service, which we based it out of New York for the hotel in Nantucket, just to make your stay perfect. By the time you land and you get to our hotel, you already are on holiday. Everything's ready for you.
And that's the way it should be. And, you know, I love that you said you're constantly upgrading, because recently you had an upgrade in amenities. So what do you have in your hotel now, Vanessa?
We went from Bulgari to Hermes.
Oh, you went from the Italians to the French. You know, it's like the war there is in itself. But when you get that nice little fresh orange zest of Hermes, it's like, how you doing? It's a nice wake-up call.
Nothing like
Isn't it the best?
Beautiful.
You know, I got to tell you, Jacob, I'm the type, that's why I always hook up housekeeping, because I love to get those little travel amenities. You hook up housekeeping, they hook you up. And Vanessa, you know when I come and see you that I'm going to have to get some hookups.
I'm going to have to talk to the housekeeping before you arrive.
They're like, if Max gives you $50, you better hide that stuff. No, you know what? It's fun. And we were just talking about housekeeping and who to tip. And, you know, Vanessa, you've been in this industry for a long time now, and Jacob has seen it all from the basement to the attic, much like yourself. Vanessa, if you had one ideal thought that you could give to people, what would you say to them when they come and stay at your hotel?
As far as tipping goes?
Anything.
I think it's really important. I mean, what's really interesting, when people come to the hotel, you see people, you know, coming on the island from their jobs from New York, and they're all stressed out. The most important thing is to relax, to, you know, lay into it. I think, you know, at the end of the day, if someone's given you really great service, they deserve a tip. If you don't have great service, or is there something, you need to speak up right away. You need to tell the management. You need to let people know what you need, what you don't need. These are the important things.
You know why that's important? And I guess, Jacob, wouldn't you agree that the longer you wait, the less results you're going to have, especially in the hospitality industry?
Yeah, absolutely. And back to your story that you told earlier about how they put you at the room at the end of the hall. You know, some people really love being at the end of the hall because it's away from the elevators. But some people hate walking away from the elevator. So it is good to let the hotel know what you need, because that's what we're there to do, is to provide you that service. So, you know, being vocal in the right way and being upfront about what you want from the hotel is going to guarantee you a better stay.
Absolutely. Now, Jacob, before we let you go, Heads in Beds is the book. Give us another tip that you are going to blow people's minds that are listening right now about the hotel industry. Vanessa, close your ears.
Okay. You know, we were talking about saving money, and a lot of people book through internet bulk sites, and, you know, that'll save you a lot of cash. But it is true that when those come through, those reservations have a little bit less weight on them, because they know that you're someone who's chosen by price. You might not come back to that hotel again, since it was just at the top of a list. And so obviously someone who books with the property and pays a higher rate, they're going to pay a little bit more attention to those customers, because those are probably repeat customers. So I still say you book on the internet and save the money, but the best thing you can do is call the property 3 or 4 days before your stay and just check on your reservation, because sometimes your requests don't get through. Like, you know, for example, you didn't want to be at the end of the hall. You may have put these requests in, but sometimes they don't go through. They come through real stripped down. So calling the hotel proper, calling the front desk, establishing that relationship a couple days out, that way you're no longer part of this bulk mass. You're now just a person. You're now a guest on the way. And that's another great tip to starting off your stay really well.
I agree with you,
Jacob. Yeah, that's absolutely, it's so important. You can find really good buys, you know, on the internet for hotels. A lot of the time the inventory might not be their most popular rooms, that they're giving away at lower prices. So it's really important. If all you care about is price, perfect. If you care about anything else, make that personal phone call, talk to the people, make sure the room that you're getting is a room that you're going to be satisfied with.
I love all these tips, don't you, people? Because the summer is here. Traveling is in full effect. Delta.com is going to get you there because flights are on sale. Hey, Jacob Tomsky, what's next for you?
I'll be writing Heads and Beds 2. I kind of pauses at a moment in my career, so I'll definitely be doing that. I'm writing a series of articles for Huffington Post, so I'm keeping up the article work. And then, honestly, I should have a novel coming out, hopefully next year. I mean, as I said, I've been a writer my whole life, but for anybody who is a fan of Heads and Beds, there will definitely be a Heads and Beds 2, and possibly
everybody is a fan of Heads and Beds, because you've literally had, like, everybody write about this book, and I love the quotes, but they're all, people, Google the book and then buy it. Because it, or buy it, then Google it. Whatever you want to do, just get the book, because it's going to save you time, money, energy, and it's going to give you really good tips on how to stay in some fantastic hotels and get free stuff like the Hermes little shampoos without the owner knowing. But I love that we have Vanessa Noel here, because she's the owner of the hotels, and I love that we have Jacob Tomsky here, because he's the author of Heads and Beds. So we're getting it from both sides, people, and we're giving you the best traveling tips, the best tips for staying in hotels on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Vanessa, tell us real quick what's going on with you. What's next for you besides the well, we already let the cat out the bag a little bit, but with
the hotels. It's really exciting. This is my 25th year of designing shoes, handmade in Italy, really high luxury, and I'm actually the only American designer to have hotels, which I think is so interesting. So in my design world, we're launching a handbag line. In my hotel world, we're going forward. I just opened the cafe, and we're launching possibly big hotels across the country and in Europe and in Asia.
And now,
so,
speaking of books,
you
got a lot going on. But speaking of books, you're also featured in an Asseline book. Tell us about it.
I'm featured in several Asseline books. The last one was called Impact, and it was celebrating the 50 years of the CFDA, which is the Council of Fashion Designers in America. And there's a book out from Asseline about fashion designers traveling. We had to send in things sort of like a scrapbook type. And it was really quite charming because I got so into all my travels and everywhere I was going that when the book came out and people were looking at it, they said, I don't even see your Nantucket hotels in there. And I looked, I said, what? I had completely forgotten about them because they just are so dear and near to my heart. It just didn't dawn on me that that's where I was traveling to. because it is so much like a home, and it's very lovely when you stay there. I would
and
love
my favorite
to see everybody
book?
From L.A. come to Nantucket.
Absolutely, all over. We've got people tuning in from all over tonight because we've got the new L.A. Talk Radio app. It's free, so we've got people in London. We've got people in L.A.,
oh,
Florida,
fabulous.
Connecticut, all over the globe tuning in. Hey, Vanessa, tell us about – I have the book, so I love it. The designer book that you're in with Asseline, and they feature your townhouse.
Ah, the home. So that's one of my favorite books that I have.
Mine too.
Yeah, it's very exciting because it's a window into many of these wonderful American designers' homes. And you get to see different styles and how they live. It's an exciting tabletop book. It is truly one of my favorites.
And mine too. And I have my personal copy from you signed. So I thank you for that.
Fabulous.
But hey, everyone. Jacob, before we let you go, what's one hotel that you have never stayed in that you would just love to stay in? The Vanessa Noel Green.
You know, I've never stayed in a...
You are welcome.
There's definitely an easy pitch here. I've never stayed in a Four Seasons. And honestly, as a hotel worker, I do get that question a lot. Like, what's my favorite hotel? And I'm always like, I pretty much just worked in them. I never got to stay in them. But for some reason, I've never been in a Four Seasons. They sound nice. I always want to check it out.
They vary greatly from hotel to hotel in the Four Seasons brand. If you want to stay at the most fabulous Four Seasons, Milan.
Yeah.
Go to Milan and stay at the Four Seasons. It's wonderful there.
That's it. And that one. That's what I wanted to do. Right there.
Now,
perfect.
Jacob, before I let you go, because this book is kind of like a scandal in the hotel industry, do you have to, like, cover your face now when you go into hotels?
No, you know, honestly... I think you know that as far as it coming up in board meetings and stuff, that's the part that makes sense. I think maybe there's things that people can conceive as threatening as far as owners and operators. But as far as I think it's a book that humanizes the staff and it talks about each of our particular struggles so that you understand through my narrative, my life in the hotel business, what it's like to work there. And I think I get a lot of feedback from people clocking in and out every day. That they think I did a good job, and obviously I emphasize showing us patience. So I think the staff of the hotel does enjoy the book, and upper management, it's just going to be up to them how they deal with it. But the reaction is, for me on my end, it's been wonderfully positive, and I think the hotel staff appreciates it.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, that was Jacob Tomsky. The book is Heads and Beds. Before we go, Jacob, give us a great traveling tip.
Let me see. Go to Nantucket. go to Moab.
December is a fabulous month there.
Honestly, the best hotel tip, it sounds terrible, but try to check out my paperback. Maybe it'll help. I put everything in there. There's even appendix. Even if you don't want to buy the thing, go to a bookstore, flip to the end, there's appendices at the end. Just real quick tips on, like don't snap your credit card. Don't be on the phone when you're checking in. Little things that you can do to improve your stay. The book is just bursting with them. So that would be my last tip.
Heads and beds. What did you say, Vanessa?
I can't wait to get your book and read it. I think it sounds absolutely fascinating and exceptionally knowledgeable.
And it is.
I hope you like it.
And that's what Max and Friends brought you tonight, is knowledge on how to stay in hotels and how to treat people right, people. You know what I'm saying? It all, just a smile can make a difference. And hang up your damn phone when you check into a hotel, because there's nothing worse than that, talking on the phone while people are checking you in. Rude. But Vanessa, what's one tip you can give my listeners tonight about traveling?
Enjoy it. Keep traveling. Pick the right hotels. And come to Nantucket. And
VanessaNoelHotel.com. We got to wrap this up, everyone. If you want to follow Vanessa Noel on Twitter, go to @Vanessa_Noel and Jacob Tomsky @Jacob Tomsky. We got to go. Love you all for listening. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max. Enjoy your summer, everyone, and get heads in beds and go stay at VanessaNoelHotel.com. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Bye.